You're listening to BI Radio, brought to you by Cognos, the next level of performance. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howarth. What does it mean to be an extreme leader? Well, Steve Farber has the answer. Steve is an author and consultant who's conducted hundreds of engagements for companies such as Sun, Wells Fargo, Eddie Bauer, and Intel. In 2004, his book, The Radical Leap, won Fast Company Magazine's Reader's Choice Award. Here, he and I discuss his new book, The Radical Edge. What do you feel are the essential qualities of an effective leader? What differentiates an extreme leader from the rest?
Well, first of all, extreme leadership is just my way of saying the real deal. The real leader. Because, you know, I think what's happened is we've gotten to the point where leadership has become another buzzword, and we use it too loosely. What happens is, people get into, in a corporate situation, for example, they get into positions of authority, they become, quote-unquote, the boss, and the assumption is that now that I'm a boss, I'm also a leader. And that's not necessarily true. Leadership doesn't automatically come with the territory. It's more important the higher up you go, but it doesn't automatically come with the territory. So I think we've gotten to the point where we wear the word leader as a label or a title without giving a lot of significant thought to what the implications really are and what the personal stakes really are. So extreme leadership is just my way of saying somebody who is really acting as a leader beyond their position or their title.
Now, you've recently written a book called The Radical Edge. Right. Could you tell us a little bit about that and how one achieves the radical edge?
Yeah, The Radical Edge, the subtitle to the book is really also the description of what the radical edge means, in my estimation. It's the subtitle is Stoke Your Business, Amp Your Life, and Change the World. And my argument is that we should strive to do all three of those things simultaneously. In other words, it's about stoking the fires of your business, being as successful as you could possibly be in the context of your work. It's about amplifying personal joy and meaning, and as I mentioned earlier, changing your piece of the world for the better all at the same time. These are not mutually exclusive ideas. I've never seen the universal law written anywhere that says they are. We don't have to sacrifice who we are in order to survive, let alone thrive at work. And work, being successful at work, is not at the it's not contrary with having a positive influence on the world. So it's doing all three of those things simultaneously, which I know is a modest promise, otherwise known as a tall order. But I don't think it's beyond our capabilities as human beings to do that. And certainly there's no downside in striving for that I can think of.
One of the ideas I found particularly intriguing was that you ask people to create a wake-up pad right. to help them find the symbols behind the constant information they receive. How does a wake-up pad work? Can you explain that more fully?
Sure. A wake-up pad, or WAP for short, is really, you know, on the surface, it's a very simple idea. If I want to, you know, make it as simplistic as possible, all I'm suggesting that people do is carry a notebook. But it's the real, I think, elegance in that is what you do with the notebook. So the underlying principle here is that we are, many of us, most of us, I would say, walking through this world half asleep. And are unaware of what's going on in the environment around us. And if we can wake up and pay attention, not only does it make our experience as human beings more fulfilling, but it gives us ideas. I mean, there are great ideas all around us. And so the wake-up pad is just a methodology to help people do exactly that, wake up. So you're starting to collect your observations. When you're hearing something, you hear something on the radio, you overhear somebody speaking in the a conversation, a couple of people standing behind you in line at Starbucks, and it strikes you as interesting turn of a phrase or some observation that you hear from somebody else, you write it down. Write it down. That's the key. That's the whole discipline in all this, because if you don't write it down, you're gonna forget about it. So every so often, now that you have all these notes of your observations, you sit down and you think about it, and you ask yourself, well, what does this mean? Are there implications here? Where does this take you? Does it inspire a certain line of thinking? So you're having a conversation now. When you start to jot down some notes in your response to the things that you've observed, you're having a conversation between yourself and the world. You're having a conversation between yourself and yourself, and just seeing where that takes you. And then the real sweet spot in all of this is, every so often, now that you've observed and you've pondered about it, you get together with other people, another person or a group of other people that are doing the same sort of a thing, and you talk about it. And you start to compare notes. Here's what I'm seeing. What are you seeing? Here's what that makes me think. What do you think? And then eventually what happens as a result of those conversations is some new idea pops out. This is really, you know, this is where, you know, innovation as everybody's opportunity really comes into play. This is where it becomes a reality, because I guarantee you that eventually, if you do this sort of a thing, some new idea as to, you know, how you're approaching your work, how you're approaching your family, your philosophy of life, and it can be any number of things, some new idea is going to emerge.
At Cognos, we help organizations take the masses of data that they collect and create context around it, turn it into scorecards, dashboards, plans, and more. A central theme in your book seems to be that people, individuals, don't take the required time to really ponder and analyze the information around them. It seems a very similar principle at play. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, anything, you know, any methodology for gathering intelligence and helping us make sense of the world and how it relates to the way that we work and our business strategy and all that, that's all towards the same end. So it's a very, very valuable thing, and I think it's a very important thing. The other side of that, though, is the personal side. Is that, you know, technology is only helpful insofar as people use the technology. And I think it's not just a matter of collecting and making sense out of the data. I think the personal practice in all this is cultivating in ourselves a desire to consciously bring in more quote unquote data, to be more awake and receptive to our experience as people, and what we can learn from one another and the environment around us. So if we can cultivate that desire in individuals, then they're much more likely to use technology like what Cognos offers. They're much more likely to carry around, for example, the little notebook we were just talking about. I mean, mine is the, you know, is very my approach is very low tech, but that's not at the, you know, it's not at odds with high tech. I mean, it's a really an amazing age that we live in, and I think, you know, one of the things that we have to be careful about is that we get so much. I mean, we think that we get too much data,
mm-hmm.
and the ability, you know, through the technology like what Cognos offers to help make sense of that data is I think, you know, a real gift for most people.
To read more of my interview with Steve, please visit cognos.com/newsletter. To learn more about Steve Farber and other exciting speakers, please visit the Sweeney Agency at thesweeneyagency.com.
See how, share how, learn how. All at Cognos Forum, our annual customer conference. See how to expand your Cognos solutions, share success stories with other Cognos customers, and learn to maximize your Cognos investment. Plus, hear from Steve Farber on how to become an extreme leader. Cognos Forum comes early this year from May 14th to 17th in Orlando, Florida. Early bird registration till March 23rd. Save $500 off the regular price. For more information, visit cognos.com/cognosforum.
Taking you to the next level of performance. This is Radio Cognos. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.